Hello, this is Maths Podcast F03. This podcast focuses on the foundation GCSE topic, fractions. To use this podcast, you will need the corresponding worksheet, F03, which you can download from www.maths-it.org.uk. Question 1. For this question, we need to first say what fraction of the shape is shaded. There are 10 boxes in the shape altogether, and 6 of these are shaded in. So this gives us 6 tenths. 6 is the numerator, the number on the top of the fraction, and 10 is the denominator, the number at the bottom of the fraction. The numerator tells us how many boxes are shaded in, the denominator how many altogether. However, we've been asked to write the fraction in its simplest form, so we need to cancel this fraction down. We need to look at the numerator and denominator to see if there are any common numbers that divide into it, any common factors. 2 divides evenly into 6 and 10, so if we divide both the numerator and denominator by 2, 6 divided by 2 gives 3, 10 divided by 2 gives 5, this gives us 3/5. So in its simplest form, we get 3/5. For question 2, we have to shade in a third of the shape given. The shape has 12 boxes altogether, so you could say we need to shade in a third of 12 boxes. To find a third of something, divide it by 3. 12 divided by 3 is 4, so a third of 12 is 4. This means we need to shade in 4 boxes. Any 4 boxes will do. An alternative way is to split the shape into 3 equal pieces. We can do this by drawing lines through the shape so that we've got 3 lots of 4 boxes. We then shade in one of these lots of 4 boxes. So again, we're shading in 4 of the boxes to give a third of the shape. The next part of this question tells us that 9 is the number that is halfway between 6 and 12. We have to find out numbers halfway between other pairs of numbers. The first one, we have to find the number between 10 and 11. Now, the difference between 10 and 11 is 1, so halfway is going to be a half added on to 10. This is 10.5. You can write this as 10.5 or as 10.5, it doesn't actually matter. For part 2 of this question, we need to find halfway between 1.5 and 2. To do this, we need to find the difference between 1.5 and 2, which is a half. Find half of this, which is a quarter, and move up from 1.5 by a quarter. 1.5 is the same as 1 2/4, plus the extra quarter will be 1 3/4. You could alternatively write this as 1.75. For part 3, we need to find the number halfway between a quarter and a half. The best way to do this is change to equivalent fractions that will allow us to find a similar fraction between them. We can do this with this example by changing to eighths. So 1/4 is the same as 2/8, and 1/2 is the same as 4/8. You can see that halfway between 2/8 and 4/8 must be 3/8. So this is our final answer. As a decimal, this is 0.25. To work it out as a decimal, you can change a quarter to 0.25 and a half to 0.5, and then try to find the decimal between 0.25 and 0.5. The difference between these is 0.25. Half of 0.25 is 0.125, which you then need to add on to 0.25. This gives you 0.325. If I were doing this question, I would do it the equivalent fractions approach. Now on to part C. Part C asks us to find the point on the line AB that is exactly 2/3 of the way along the line from A. To do this, we need to measure the line first of all. If you measure the line accurately, you will see that it's 9 centimetres long. So to find the point 2/3 of the way along the line, we need to find 2/3 of 9. 1/3 of 9 is 9 divided by 3, or 3, so 2/3 of 9 must be 2 lots of 3, or 6. We then need to measure the point from air 6 centimetres along the line. So put your ruler with zero on air and measure 6 centimetres. At this point we need to put a cross. It's important that you are very exact with this, as you will only be allowed an error of about 1 millimetre either way. In question 2, we are given two fractions, 2/5 and 3/7, and we have to explain which is the smaller fraction. There are some grids given to help us with our explanation. Now you can do this without the grids, simply by changing 2/5 and 3/7 to equivalent fractions with a common denominator, that is the same number on the bottom of the fraction. 5 and 7 both go into 35. So this is the choice for the denominator. To get 35 from 5, we multiply by 7. So 2/5, we need to multiply the numerator and denominator by 7. This gives us 14/35. To get 35 from 7, we multiply by 5. So 3/7 becomes 15/35. We now got 14/35 and 15/35, so it's easy to compare the fractions. And it's easy to see that 14/35 is smaller than 15/35. So from our original fractions, 2/5 is smaller than 3/7. However, we have been given the grids, which we can use to help with our explanation. To do this, notice that the grids are split into 7 across and 5 down. So to draw 2/5, we can shade in 2 of the rows. This will give us 2 rows out of 5. And to shade in 3/7, we can shade in 3 of the columns. This will give us 3 columns out of 7. Now if you count the squares in each one, in the 2/5, you'll notice that there are 14 squares shaded, and in the 3/7, you'll notice that there are 15 squares shaded. Since 14 squares are shaded on 2/5, and 15 on 3/7, this shows that 2/5 is smaller than 3/7. It's important in this question to write down your explanation. So you need to write down why you've decided that 2/5 is smaller than 3/7. Question 3 is a calculator question to do with fractions. We have to solve a numerical problem that involves fractions and also a percentage. It tells us that Abigail bought a box of 120 eggs for £20. But that 12/15 of the eggs were cracked and she threw them away. So first of all we need to work out how many eggs were thrown away. We need to find 2/15 of 120. To find 1/15 of 120, you divide it by 15. 120 divided by 15 is 8. So to find 2/15, we need to multiply this by 2. 8 times 2 is 16. So 16 eggs were cracked. We then need to work out how many remaining eggs there are. 120 take away 16 is 104. So she has 104 eggs to sell. She made a profit of 30%. So we now need to calculate the profit made. 30% of £20 is 30 times by 0.3. since 0.3 is the decimal equivalent of 30%. This gives us £6. An alternative way to work out 30% is to do 20 multiplied by 30 divided by 100. This also gives £6. So this means that the total sale price was £26. So Abigail sold 104 eggs for £26. We need to calculate the cost per egg. So if we sold 104 eggs for £26, we need to divide £26 by 104. This gives you 0.25, or 25 pence. So the answer is x equals 25 pence. Question 4 asks us to order some numbers. These numbers all include fractions. For part 1, we have to put into order a half, 2/3, 2/5, and 3/4. There are several ways of doing this. One way is to put each of the fractions into decimals. 0.5 is the same as a half. 2/3, it's worth remembering, is 0.6 recurring, or 0.666666 forever. 2/5 is the same as 0.4, as it's the same as 4/10 as an equivalent fraction. And 3/4, again, is one worth remembering, 0.75. If we then compare these decimals, 0.5, 0.6 recurring, 0.4, and 0.75, it's easy to see that 0.4 is the smallest. So this means 2/5 is the smallest fraction. The next smallest is 0.5, or a half, then 0.6 recurring, or 2/3, and finally 0.75, or 3/4. So the correct answer is 2/5, a half, 2/3, and 3/4. Alternatively, we can change them to equivalent fractions. We need to find a common denominator, which is a number that all 2, 3, 5, and 4 will divide evenly into. The number here is 60. So, to find the equivalent fraction of a half, we need to say, what does 2 multiply to get 60? And the answer is 30. So 1 times 30 is 30, 2 times 30 is 60, so the equivalent fraction is 30/60. If we continue to do this with the other fractions, we get that 2/3 is equivalent to 40/60, 2/5 is equivalent to 24/60, and 3/4 to 45/60. Again, we can see that the correct order is 2/5, a half, 2/3, and 3/4. For part 2 of this question, we have some more fractions: a half, 3/7, 5/14, and 11/28. These are harder to put into decimals and easier to write as equivalent fractions, so this is the best approach here. You'll notice that 2, 7, 14, and 28 are all factors of 28, so we can use 28 as our common denominator. 2 times 14 is 28, so for a half we get 1 times 14 is 14, 2 times 14 is 28, or 14/28. For 3/7, 7 times 4 is 28, so we get 12/28. For 14, 2 times 14 is 28, so we get 10/28. And finally, 11/28 is always already written as 28. So we get the fractions 14/28, 12/28, 10/28, and 11/28. So the correct order is 5/14, 11/28, 3/7, and a half. For part 3 of this, the final part of this question, we're given numbers which are mixed up between decimals and fractions. We can either write them all as fractions or all as decimals. The easiest here, I think, is to write as decimals. 0.2 is already a decimal. 1/10 is the same as 0.1, since the first column after the decimal point is tenths. We then have 0.3, again written as a decimal. And again, it's worth remembering that 3/4 is 0.75. So we have the decimals 0.2, 0.1, 0.3, and 0.75. Putting these into order, we see that we get 1/10, 0.2, 0.3, and 3/4. Question 5 also gives us a list of numbers, but this time we have to identify the two numbers that are not equal to 2/5. First of all, looking at the numbers, we can spot that 4/10 is equivalent to 2/5, since 2 times 2 is 4, and 2 times 5 is 10. Now, 4/10 can also be written as a decimal as 0.4, since the tenths column is the one after the decimal place. So 4/10 equals 0.4. Changing this to a percentage, we get 40%, since you multiply a decimal by 100 to get the percentage. So we can spot already that 4/10, 0.4, and 40% are all the same as 2/5. The final one is 6/15, since 3 times 2 is 6, and 3 times 5 is 15. This leaves us with 0.25 and 2.5% as the numbers that are not equal to 2/5, so these should be the numbers that are circled. Question 6 is easy as long as you can remember what reciprocal means. The reciprocal of a number is the number that you multiply it by to get 1. For 4, we multiply that by a quarter to get 1. So 4 times a quarter equals 1, so a quarter is a reciprocal of 4. Another way of thinking about this is that if we have a fraction, the reciprocal is the fraction turned upside down. So 4 as a fraction is 4 over 1. Turn this upside down and we get 1 over 4. So the reciprocal of 4 is a quarter. You could also get marks for writing 0.25, as this is equivalent to a quarter. Question 7 is very similar to question 6. We've got some fractions and we have to write down the fractions that are not equivalent to a quarter. If you make a quarter into equivalent fractions, we can multiply 4 by 2 to get 8, 1 by 2 to get 2, so 1 quarter is the same as 2 eighths. We could also multiply 4 by 4 to get 16, and 1 by 4 to get 4, or 4 sixteenths. We could also multiply 4 by 5 and 1 by 5. This will give us 5 twentieths. These are all fractions in the grid. The fractions that cannot be made from 1 quarter as an equivalent fraction are 3 tenths and 8 twenty-fourths. 4 does not multiply by any number to get 10, so 3 tenths is no good. If you multiply 4 by 6, you get 24, but 1 times 6 is 6, so 1 quarter is equivalent to 6 twenty-fourths, not 8 twenty-fourths. So we need to tick the boxes underneath 3 tenths and 8 twenty-fourths. Question 8 is a calculator question. It tells us that a school has 900 pupils and that 460 of these pupils are girls. It also tells us that 2/5 of the boys like drama and 3/5 of the girls like drama, and we have to find the total number of pupils in the school that like drama. Firstly, we need to find out how many boys there are. Simply do 900 take away the 460 girls. This leaves 440 boys. We know that 2/5 of the boys like drama. To find 2/5 of 440, we need to divide 440 by 5 and then multiply by 2. So to find 2/5 of a number, divide it by 5, multiply by 2. This will give you 176 boys that like drama. We then need to find 3/5 of 460 to find the number of girls that like drama. To find 3/5, simply divide by 5 and multiply by 3. So 460 divided by 5, then multiplied by 3, gives you 276. So 276 of the girls like drama. We need the total number of pupils that like drama, so we need to add these together. 176 plus 276 gives us 452, so 452 pupils in the school like drama. Question 9 is a non-calculator question. It tells us that Billy collects football stickers. He has 30 that he's already got, so he gives them to his friends. Roxy gets 3/5 of the stickers, Giles gets 1/10 of the stickers, and the rest of them go to Alice. We need to find how many Alice gets. Now, to do this, we can find 1/5 of 30, which is 6, and then 3/5 of 30, which is 18. This is because if we find 1/5 of 30, we need to divide 30 by 5, which gives us 6. 3/5 is then 3 lots of 6, or 18. So 18 of the stickers go to Roxy. We then need to find 1/10 of 30. This is 3, since 30 divided by 10 is 3. So 3 stickers go to Giles. We now need to find how many in total have gone to Roxy and Giles. This is 3 plus 18, which is 21. Now, Billy had 30 stickers that he'd already got. He's given 21 to Roxy and Giles. The rest go to Alice. So 30 take away 21 leaves us with 9. So Alice gets 9 stickers. For question 10, again, we're not allowed to use a calculator. It's similar to the previous question, but we haven't got an amount that we're starting with. This time, we're told that Simer spends a quarter of her pocket money and a fifth of her pocket money, and we have to find out the fraction of her pocket money that she's got left. To do this, we need to add together a quarter and a fifth to find out what fraction of her pocket money she's already spent. Now, a common mistake here is to add together the two ones on the numerator and add together the two numbers as the denominators, 4 and 5, to get 2 ninths. But this is a common mistake. It's not the correct answer. To add fractions, we need a common denominator. The common denominator we're looking for here is the number that both 4 and 5 go into. This is 20. So we need to change both fractions into 20ths. A quarter is 5 20ths, since 4 times 5 is 20, and 1 times 5 is 5. A fifth is 4 20ths, since 1 times 4 is 4, and 5 times 4 is 20. We can now add these together. 5 20ths plus 4 20ths is 9 20ths. This gives us the total fraction of Simer's pocket money that she's spent. We now need to work out the fraction of her pocket money that she's got left. So, we need to do 1, whole 1, take away 9 20ths. A whole 1 is 20 20ths, so this leaves us with 11 20ths. So Simer has got 11 20ths of her pocket money left. The final two questions, 11 and 12, are direct calculation with fractions questions. The first one, 3 and 3 quarters multiplied by 2 and 2 thirds, involves mixed numbers. Now we have to change these to improper fractions if we're multiplying. So 3 and 3 quarters is the same as 15 quarters. This is since 1 whole 1 is 4 quarters, so 3 whole 1s are 12 quarters. 12 quarters plus 3 quarters is 15 quarters. 2 and 2 thirds is the same as 8 thirds. Again, this is because 1 whole 1 is the same as 3 thirds, so 2 whole 1s is the same as 6 thirds. 6 thirds and 2 thirds makes 8 thirds. So we have to multiply 15 quarters by 8 thirds. Now to do this, we can simply multiply 15 by 8 and 4 by 3, giving us 120 twelfths. 120 divided by 12 is 10, so the answer is 10. Alternatively, we can cancel out common factors before we multiply. We can cancel out any factors in the top, so the 15 and the 8, with any factors in the bottom, or the 4 and the 3. Notice that 15 has a factor of 3, as does 3. So we can cancel this out, leaving us 5 on the top and 1 on the bottom. Also, 4 and 8 both have a factor of 4. This leaves us with 2 on the top and 1 on the bottom. So we end up with 5 times 2 over 1 times 1, or 10 over 1, which is just 10. Finally, question 12 asks us to do an addition with fractions and a subtraction. Firstly, part A, the addition. We have to add together 2 fifths and 3 eighths. We need to change these fractions to equivalent fractions with a common denominator. Since 40 is the lowest number that both 5 and 8 will divide into, 40 should be our common denominator. We multiply 5 by 8 to get 40, so we do 2 times 8 is 16, 5 times 8 is 40, this gives us 16 fortieths as an equivalent fraction for 2 fifths. We multiply 8 by 5 to get 40, so we need to multiply 3 by 5 to get 15. This will give us 15 fortieths. So our question now becomes 16 fortieths plus 15 fortieths. This adds together to give 31 fortieths. So the answer here is 31 fortieths. For part B, we have to work out 5 and 2 thirds minus 2 and 3 quarters. Now we've got mixed numbers here, but there are two ways to deal with it. If it were multiplication or division, we would have to change to improper fractions. And this is one way we can do this question. 5 and 2 thirds is the same as 17 thirds, since 5 is 15 thirds, plus a 2 thirds gives us 17 thirds. And 2 and 3 quarters is the same as 11 quarters, since 2 is 8 quarters, and we've got the extra 3 quarters, giving 11 quarters. So we have 17 thirds minus 11 quarters. We need to change these to equivalent fractions with common denominator, the same as we did for part A. Now, 12 is the lowest number that 3 and 4 both divide into, so 12 should be our common denominator. We need to multiply the 3 by 4 to get 12, so we multiply 17 by 4. This gives us 68. We need to multiply 4 by 3 to get 12, so we multiply the 11 by 3 to get 33. So we now have 68 twelfths minus 33 twelfths. This gives us 35 twelfths. We need to change this back into a mixed number, so 12 goes into 35 twice, so we have two whole ones, and then we have 11 remaining. This 11 is still divided by 12, so we end up with two whole ones and 11 twelfths remaining. The alternative way to do this is to deal with the whole number parts separately from the fraction parts. So looking at the whole numbers, 5 and 2, we do 5 take away 2 is 3. We then deal with the fraction parts, which is 2 thirds minus 3 quarters. Again, we need to change to equivalent fractions with a common denominator. The common denominator is still going to be 12, since our denominators are still 3 and 4. 3 multiplied by 4 is 12, so we do 2 multiplied by 4 to get 8, or 8 twelfths. Then 4 multiplied by 3 is 12, so we need to multiply 3 by 3 to get 9. So we get 8 twelfths minus 9 twelfths. Now this equals negative 1 twelfth. So we have to take away a twelfth from our 3. 3 take away a twelfth is 2 whole ones and 11 twelfths. The same as we got doing it, changing it to improper fractions. So the answer here is 2 and 11 twelfths. And that's it from MathsIt Podcast F03.